It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Another effort to get rid of the governor, a recall not happening. People were really speeding over Labor Day, getting lots of tickets. But first, we're talking about this heat wave.
I looked out the window and it is just beautiful out there. The sun's up.
It's a trap. It wants to lure you outside.
It is a gorgeous morning. Enjoy it this morning because it's going to get really hot later today and throughout the week. Let's get more from Woodland Hills this morning and our John Baird.
And now the temperature gauge is up to 74 degrees. It gets pretty hot here. Also, Burbank, Pasadena, Santa Clarita, Palm Springs, we're looking at triple digits. Even downtown L.A. is supposed to be, it'll reach the mid-90s. The National Weather Forecast Service, the National Weather Service, issued an excessive heat warning that runs until Friday night. Andrew Rourke is with the Weather Service.
Some places, warmest places in Woodland Hills area, 113 degrees on Thursday and Friday. So 20 degrees above normal, very dangerous heat conditions.
We will have a slight cool down over the weekend, but it's still going to be hot. But the next few days, oh boy, I've been talking to people about that. It gets pretty intense, right?
Yeah, it does. Very.
Have you ever gotten to the point where you felt like lightheaded or?
Very. Dizzy, yeah, dizzy, a lot of sweating, yeah.
And to add more firewood to the flames, we're expected to have poor air quality. It tends to get worse as the days get hotter. So this might be a good week to stay inside and binge watch your favorite shows. It's going to be sizzling hot and smoggy.
Let's go to the beach, right? No, not at 10 of them. Avoid 10 LA County beaches. We got this list again because the bacteria levels are too high. Mother's Beach in Marina Del Rey, the area right around the Santa Monica Pier, Topanga Canyon Beach in Malibu, seven others. The full list we got at knxnews.com.
I think we should start counting the days when Mother's Beach is open rather than when it's always.
The one day we're like, breaking news, you can go.
Right, you can go today. Go quickly. Some members of the LA City Council want to make it illegal for landlords to use AI to set their rental prices. Here's Emily Valdez to explain.
LA City Council members Heather Hutt and Monica Rodriguez introduced a motion. It would prevent companies from using algorithm-based tools to establish rent prices. They say increase both rents and eviction rates. The council members say this comes after reports that large landlords are using these AI algorithms to estimate supply and demand. Gets a little complicated, but basically they say the software can jack up apartment prices. So two different people could be looking at the same apartment online and see different rents. A similar motion was just introduced in San Francisco. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Metro and Caltrans working on a plan for those of you who are 14ers on Highway 14. A couple agencies holding meetings next week in Palmdale and Santa Clarita. Want some feedback on some of their plans. Caltrans and Metro say they're looking at things including safety improvements on both the main line and the ramps, wildlife habitat connectivity, drainage improvements within the 14 corridor.
CHP issued more tickets for speeding over the Labor Day weekend, arrested more people for drunk driving, and the death toll was up. Here's Pete Demetrio.
Statewide, the California Highway Patrol issued 18,500 tickets in that three-day period. 87% of them, 16,000, being for speed violations. CHP Officer Alex Pareda says in Southern Division, mostly L.A. County, 210 drivers were tagged for triple-digit speeds.
I did see some posts coming from our central Los Angeles area and our Altadena area. There was drivers out there this weekend that were going 115, 110 miles per hour this weekend, and that's just unacceptable.
The vast majority of those drivers wound up being arrested and their cars were seized. And when it came to DUI arrests, there was a 7% increase, 1,140 versus 1,064 in 2023 statewide. And when you combine all of the violations, it added up to an increased death toll on roads statewide. 43 people killed as compared to 38 last year, a 12% increase. I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Latest efforts to recall the governor failing. Sacramento Bee says the campaign failed to get enough signatures in time. Chief petitioner with the campaign revealed they didn't turn anything in at the deadline, needed 1.3 million to get the recall on the ballot. Not known how many they actually got. In 2021, Newsom defeated the recall attempt with 62% of the voters opting to keep him in office. He's reached his term limit, so he's done in 2027. 20 minutes of nonstop news presented by theloanexchange.com for all your home loan needs. Busy week for the VP and the former president. So working on campaigning still, a couple states, but also getting ready for the debate next week. New poll numbers out this morning. We talked to USA Today political correspondent David Jackson about all this.
Let's talk about this poll, USA Today, Suffolk University poll, showing low-income workers making less than $20,000 now support Kamala Harris over Donald Trump, 58% to 35%. Big switch from a few months ago when Trump was ahead of Biden in that demo. But how significant is it?
Oh, very significant. I think the story here is since Vice President Harris entered the race, she has basically erased the deficit that Biden had against Donald Trump. Back in June, Trump asserted a lead in many of these polls, and I think it was because many voters just couldn't see the idea of voting for Biden again, given his age and his debate performance and real questions about his health. Well, once Biden pulled out of the race and Harris ascended, she basically erased that deficit, and I think that included many, many longtime Democratic groups, including the one you just mentioned, people with low incomes.
Nothing against your pollsters, but what's your split on who you talk to, who trusts the polls these days or don't trust them because they have been burned before?
Oh, very much so. And that's a very good point, and it's something to keep in mind. Another thing to keep in mind is these polls are about the popular vote, in which Harris has a lead of about 4 or 5 points. But elections are decided by the Electoral College. And if you look at the 6 or 7 battleground states that will decide this election, the polls there are very, very close. It's basically a toss-up between the two candidates. And those states will be the ones who decide this election.
Let's look ahead to the debate and the significance of that. Will that decide the election in any way?
I think it will, because this may be the only debate they have. You know, they're arguing about this debate and have even more arguments about a second debate in October. So we don't even know if that's going to happen. But yes, I think it's going to be absolutely crucial because it could be the only time the two candidates are on the same stage together. Voters, polls, including the ones that we did, indicate that a lot of voters still don't know a whole lot about Harris. So it's very important for her to get to know the electorate. And meanwhile, there's continuing questions about Trump's age and his ability. Has he been around too long? And those are the kind of questions he's going to have to answer. And the debate is the best opportunity to deal with those things.
What do we know about her debate prep? Trump is still doing the informal preps, I guess with one exception. One of the new advisors is Tulsi Gabbard, right, who was in the Dem primary back in 2020. And when she was on the stage, I mean, she went back and forth with Harris, and Harris seemed a little rattled after some of those.
Right. Exactly. A Democratic debate, I think it was back in 2019 before the 2020 cycle. Tulsi Gabbard made her mission to go after Kamala Harris in that debate. And you're right, she did. It was a very difficult night for Harris, who's then a senator from California. But yes, Trump has been doing something unusual. He has apparently been doing mock debates, at least two, with Tulsi Gabbard as a stand-in for Kamala Harris. And that is unusual. He hasn't really done that before. And I think it's the fact that he'll be going against a much younger woman and an unknown quantity. I think that explains that. Also, Gabbard supposedly has done a lot of research into Harris and knows her weak spots. Harris has also been doing a lot of debate prep in the traditional way, and she's gotten a former Hillary Clinton aide named Philippe Raines has been playing Trump in her mock debates. And that's interesting because Raines also played Donald Trump before the 2016 debates between Trump and Clinton. So there's a little bit of recycling going on there. But yes, rest assured that both candidates are very much into preparation mode for next week's debate.
USA Today political correspondent David Jackson.
Temple here in Southern California pays tribute to the hostages killed by Hamas, and a legendary rocker has revealed that he suffered a stroke. Those stories and more, 20 minutes of nonstop news continues. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
White House said to be considering a take-it-or-leave-it deal to be presented to Israel and Hamas in the hopes of getting a deal for a ceasefire, hostage return. Analyst John Alterman with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says this kind of move intended to put pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
And it feels to me like this is the White House reaching out to the Israeli public, perhaps catalyzing a response in Israel because of a sense that quietly working with Prime Minister Netanyahu over 10 months, supporting him, trying to embrace him, hasn't gotten him to take the kinds of steps the United States wants him to do.
The large protests continuing in Tel Aviv for a third night. People taking to the streets to call on the government to reach that deal and bring the hostages home.
Tears and grief last night at the Stephen Wise Temple in Los Angeles, a service held in the memory of the hostages killed by Hamas in Gaza. They included a California-born Hirsch Goldberg Polin. The temple's rabbi knew Hirsch and is a close friend of the family.
The only thing I know is that this is not the fate that Hirsch or any of the other captives, among whom are several other Americans, deserves. The terrorists who stole him from his family forced him to appear in a video that was released back in April. But Rachel and John and his sisters Libby and Orly never got to see him again. They never got to hold their son, their brother. They never got to say goodbye. I hope that somehow Hirsch knew how hard his family and friends and all of us all over the world tried. I hope he knew how desperately we wanted to bring him home.
The rabbi says that to honor Hirsch, people should find the strength to flood the world with kindness, compassion, and love.
Ceremony that would have honored the criminals convicted for the January 6th attack on the Capitol postponed. Fundraising events supposed to take place tomorrow at the Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey. According to the New York Times, organizers still hope to host this, the J6 Awards Gala, after the election. Money raised to provide what they said was much needed assistance to the defendants who continue to face significant challenges. Tickets cost a minimum of $1,500.
Andrew Cuomo will be on the hot seat soon when it comes to COVID.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is set to testify publicly before a Republican-led House subcommittee next week on his administration's handling of the COVID pandemic in nursing homes. In the early months of the pandemic, New York mandated that nursing homes must admit patients who tested positive. Then Cuomo's administration was accused of underreporting deaths in nursing homes, including by New York Attorney General Letitia James. The chair of the select subcommittee saying Cuomo owes answers to the 15,000 families who lost loved ones. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
The LAPD, U.S. Marshals outside a home on 61st near Hoover. Person wanted for murder barricaded inside. Started around 4:40 this morning. Police got there. Person refusing to come out. 61st and Hoover there closed. A man exited the home, taken into custody, but that apparently is not the person they were looking for.
Imposter scams getting more complicated, so much so that the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, says it's getting harder to figure out the truth from the fiction. So they're looking into it. Jade Hernandez has more.
Imposter scams may be prevalent, but there are ways to spot them.
The trick is to be suspicious, not of your family, but of weird requests.
Kenneth Abbey is a staff attorney with the FTC, and he knows all about these weird requests. Abbey says in 2023, people paid out $2.7 billion. That's with the B in imposter scams. And the scams are getting more complicated.
Instead of telling you to turn their money over to them, they say, look, we're just trying to help you. Please move your money to this location. That way, you will not lose your money. It's to make them sound more like they're helping you.
For more from the Federal Trade Commission, go to ftc.gov/imposters.
I'm Jade Hernandez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Brian May from Queen had a stroke last week, couldn't use his left arm for a little bit, posted a video on YouTube, says, don't feel sorry for me.
I didn't want to say anything at the time because I didn't want anything surrounding. You know, I really don't want sympathy. Please don't do that because it will clutter up my inbox. And I hate that. Good news is I'm okay.
Cluttering up the inbox, the musician saying he's still sitting around doing what he's told, which is basically nothing. He says he's grounded, not allowed to go out, really. Will not drive or get on a plane, nothing that can raise his heart rate.
The Pope has urged Indonesia to live up to its promise of harmony in diversity and fight religious intolerance. Correspondent Nicole Winfield has more.
Pope Francis has a packed first full day in Indonesia, meeting with President Widodo and the country's Catholic clergy and religious nuns. Catholics make up just 3% of Indonesia's population, but the country has long been a key source of religious vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Seminarians here are growing. The number is growing, whereas in the rest of the world, it is shrinking.
By the trip's end next week, the Pope will have flown more than 20,000 miles, visiting Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore. It's one of the longest papal trips ever in terms of days on the road and distance.
20 minutes of nonstop news. The TSA says leave the cat eyes at home, and someday they're going to let you bring the large bottle of sunscreen. Let's go live with KNX travel editor Peter Greenberg.
Hi, Peter. Good morning.
And good morning to you guys.
I am excited at just the thought of being able to bring a big bottle of shampoo on a plane someday and not having to toss out my water that I forget.
And in just 6 years, you may get your wish.
I'll keep waiting.
Let me start with the sort of good news, and that is the equipment now and the technology now exists so that you can do that. They have sophisticated new CT scanner machines that are already in use in some European airports. They can actually distinguish between a Diet Coke and chemical explosive. And that means they can do that with all the liquids. As a result, you can bring your lotions and potions, your shampoo, your Diet Coke, your water, your baby formula, everything through security. They've already tried it at the London City Airport. It worked like a charm, but they haven't rolled it out there yet in terms of all the other UK airports. Now, let's bring it back home. The TSA says, yes, the scanning machines work. They've been proven, but they have no intention of implementing them until, get ready, 2030.
Why? What's their deal?
I wish I could tell you. I'm not getting a straight answer because the technology is there. I'm assuming they can get the funding for it. It doesn't require additional training of a substantial nature because these machines literally do a play-by-play for the agents so they know exactly what they're looking at. So as soon as I find that information out, I will let you know.
Okay, the Wall Street Journal has a good piece this morning on in-flight Wi-Fi and why it's so inconsistent. And as they put it, on one flight, you're streaming a movie on Netflix, and another, you're struggling to send a two-word email, but they say it's going to get better. Do you have hope for that?
I do. You know, one airline, Delta, says they basically put it on for free for all their passengers. Yes and no. On domestic flights, most of them, but it differs by aircraft type and it differs by provider. And the same thing happens overseas. But slowly but surely, it's becoming a competitive necessity for the airlines to have it and not to charge for it. Remember the old days at hotels when it was $17? Now it's free at most hotels. The same thing is happening at the airline. So the good news is, as they get streamlined with better satellite system and not line of sight system where you're looking for cell towers on the ground, it's going to get a whole lot better, a whole lot faster.
All right. Tell us about the cat eyes, which what are like brass knuckles, but cutesy?
Well, from a decorative angle, I suppose they're nicer to look at, but they're metal or plastic. They're basically another form of brass knuckles. And you put your fingers through the eyes, it's the ears that can basically hurt or kill somebody. And the TSA has now basically put out an official alert letting people know these items are banned. And that means if they find one in your carry-on bag, you won't be arrested. But like, you know, it's sort of like bringing a baseball bat on the plane. It's not going to get through. They're going to tell you either you have to surrender it or get rid of it or leave it back in your car. But they're finding more and more of these. And what's basically make it difficult is that a lot of them are attached to keychains.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keepandswitch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.